ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி. வாக் ப்ராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்த்ரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்த்வநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். ஓமித்யேததக்ஷரம் உத்கீதமுபாசீத ஓமிதி ஹ்யுத்காயதி தஸ்யோபவ்யாக்யானம். சாந்தோக்யோபநிஷத், which belongs to the Sama Veda, contains 8 chapters. Among those 8 chapters, first 5 chapters dealing with Upasana. First 5 chapters are dealing with Upasana. Upasana means meditation. Upasamipe yo vasaha. Upasana. Upa means samipam. Asa means staying. Upasana. Upavasam illa. Upasamipe aste. As means to be. Near to that Brahman, Paramatma. That means remembering the Lord all the time is called Upasana. Remembering that Saguna Ishvara or Nirguna Brahman is called Upasana, called meditation. And last 3 chapters of Chandogya Upanishad dealing with the topic of Brahma Vidya or about the Jnanam. Paravidya or Brahma Vidya or Atma Jnanam. We may wonder, the question may arise in our minds, why Upanishad is spending lot of time, lot of mantras on Upasana, 5 chapters. Only 3 chapters for Atma Vidya, we may get doubt. What is the reason? Reason is there. Shankaracharya gives a reason. This upasana serve twofold purposes. Any upasana serve twofold purposes. What are those twofold purposes? By performing upasana, number one, the purpose number one is, by performing upasana, one can fulfill the worldly desires. Person can get health, person can get wealth, one can fulfill worldly desires, wealth, health, and vahanams, vehicles also, we can get by doing upasana. I want so and so car. Vehicles, very important, you know. Especially Chennai people require vehicle. So like these worldly benefits one can attain by performing meditations, upasana. This is called sakama upasana. Sakama upasana. A upasana performing with the intention of getting something with the desire. Sakama means with the desire. Person performs the upasana. Then second purpose of upasana is nishkama upasana. Even a person not having worldly desires, already having health, wealth, vehicles, one or two cars, houses, everything is there. Nothing is required. But still he can perform upasana. Still he can perform upasana. That is called nishkama upasana. Nishkama upasana. A upasana performed by a upasaka without expecting any materialistic or worldly desires is called nishkama upasana. Then what is the benefit for this person, nishkama upasaka, getting what benefit? Na? Chitta ekagrata. Chitta aikagryam. Chitta samskarartham or chitra aikagrata prapyartham nishkama upasana. Just as in karma yoga, sakama karma gives chitta that worldly pleasures, nishkama karma gives chitta shuddhi. Similarly, same way, sakama upasana is nishkama upasana. So these are the two purposes of upasana. We are discussing about upasana here for a jignasu, for a mumukshu who want to get moksha. Who want to get moksha, a jignasu also can perform upasana to get chitta ekagrata. One-pointedness of the mind, very, very important for a sadhaka. Therefore, all people have to perform meditation. So, no excuse here. Even Vedantic student also should perform meditation for focusing mind, for samskara, internal purification, mental focusing capacity. Therefore, upasana is prescribed by the shastra because of these reasons. Clear? Why five chapters now? For the sake of sadhakas only. Upasana meant for the sake of sadhakas only. For the seekers of moksha. Therefore, in Mundaka Upanishad also we saw தனுர்கிருஹீத்வ உபநிஷதம் மகாஸ்திரம் ஷரம் நிஷிதம் நோ ஷார்ப் ஆரோ ஹவு யூ யூஸ் இட் நோ ஓங்காரம் இஸ் த உபநிஷத் ஓங்காரம் யூ டேக் தனு இட் இஸ் லைக் எ தனுஷ் தனுர்கிருஹீத்வ உபநிஷதம் மகாஸ்திரம் உபநிஷதம் மீன்ஸ் தட் ஓங்காரம் யூ டேக் உபநிஷத் டீச்சிங் மகாஸ்திரம் தட் இஸ் பரே முமுக்ஷு சரம் உபாசா நிஹிதம் சந்ததீதா யூ ஹாவ் டு கீப் த ஆரோ சரம் வாட் இஸ் தட் சரம் உபாசனா நிஷிதம் மீன்ஸ் ஷார்பெண்ட் உபாசனா யூ புட் டு யூஸ் தட் ஸ்கிரிப்சரல் ஸ்டடீஸ் டு ஸ்டடி தி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் சரம் நிஷிதா உபாசா சந்ததீதான் வெரி ஷார்பன் டு ஷார்பன் த மைண்ட் ஆயம்ய தத்பாவ கதேன சேதசா ஆஃப்டர் கீப்பிங் த ஆரோ டு தட் பவு யூ ஷுட் நாட் கீப் லைக் தட் ஹவு லாங் யூ கேன் கீப் யூ ஹாவ் டு புல் அப் டு யுவர் இயர் ஆயம்ய சத்பாவ கதேன சேதசான் That means what? Just as you pull the arrow and you keep in the bow, similarly, take the scriptural teaching, use the arrow upasana, pull up to your ear means introvert. Chetasa, mind has to become introvert. Then the teaching completely assimilated. That's why upasana, those who does upasana, meditation, those people grasp the shastra better than those people who are not doing upasana. Meditation is compulsory. Now we understand. Vedanta class we are going, what is necessary for us meditation? Now we are advanced students, we think. But Vedanta study is not one day or 2 days or 3 months, 4 months. Decades I have to study in. What a type of focusing mind I have to entertain. Not so easy. 1 hour I have to focus my mind. I am dead to the world. World is dead to me. Shastra, myself, Shabdam going on. If we have such a focusing mind, in the class itself, you can say, Aham Brahma Asmi. You can say in the class itself, Iha Eva, if you have that type of mind. Therefore, Shastra prescribes a lot of upasanas. Now, next point is, These upasanas are classified into two ways. Upasanas are classified into two ways. Number one is karmanga upasanam. Number one is karmanga upasanam. Number two is swatantra upasanam. Swatantra upasanam. I will explain what is karmanga upasanam, what is swatantra upasanam, what is the significance of these two upasanas. The first upasana, karmanga upasanam, is which is done, a upasana, meditation performed along with a ritual. Karmanaha means a ritual, along with the ritual. கர்மணா அங்கா கர்மாங்கா ஏ உபாசனா வில் பிகம் அன் அங்கா அ பார்ட் ஆஃப் அ ரிச்சுவல் கர்ம அங்க உபாசனம் ஏ மெடிடேஷன் இஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம்டு வைல் ஐ ஆம் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ஏ ரிச்சுவல் வைல் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ஏ ரிச்சுவல் அலாங் வித் தட் கர்மணா அங்கஹா கர்மாங்கம் கர்மாங்க சகித உபாசனம் மிக்ஸ்ட். ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், வென் யூ சாண்ட் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ர நாம, இஃப் யூ டூ தட் தியான ஸ்லோகா க்ஷீரோதன்வ பிரதேசே, தட்ஸ் சாண்டிங் தியான ஸ்லோகா மெடிடேஷன், த ஃபலம் இஸ் மோர் எஃபிகேஷியஸ். த சஹஸ்ரநாம சாண்டிங் இஸ் மோர் எஃபிகேஷியஸ் இஃப் யூ டூ திஸ் தியான ஸ்லோகா, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் உபாசன. வாட் இஸ் த கர்ம? பாராயணம், விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம பாராயணம் கர்ம. வாட் இஸ் த அங்கம்? திஸ் தியானம் இஸ் த அங்கம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கர்ம அங்க உபாசனம். மோர் பெனிஃபிஷியல், மோர் எஃபிகேஷியஸ், மோர் சிக்னிஃபிகண்ட், கிவ்ஸ் இம்மீடியட் ரிசல்ட்ஸ். வாட் வி ஆர் டூயிங் ஈவன் தியானம் டைம் ஆல்சோ, தியான ஸ்லோகம் டைம் ஆல்சோ, வி ஆர் இன் த கிச்சன் பிஸி. வி நெவர் நியூ தட் திஸ் இஸ் எ தியான ஸ்லோக. ஐ ஹவ் டு சிட் அண்ட் ஃபோக்கஸ் மை மைண்ட் ஆன் தட் லார்ட். So therefore we are not getting benefit in spite of years together chanting. And the dhyana shlokathilo tanmayam aaganum, the bhagavane varanum manasukulla, vera onnu varakudadu. Namakku Tamil Nadu express maadhiri gidi 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 nu padichu mudichitaanna. Every day Lalita Sahasranamam, every day Vishnu Sahasranamam, within 2 minutes I will chant anna. So expert. பட் வாட் பெனிஃபிட் தட் பர்சன் வில் கெட் என்ன? கொஞ்சம் ஜீரோன்னு சொல்ல மாட்டேன், சித்த சுத்தி வரும் அவ்வளோதான், சித்த ஏகாகிரதா வராது. தட்ஸ் இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் சாண்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல், பீப்புள் ஆர் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் பிகாஸ் தே நெவர் நியூ த இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தியானம். அதுக்கு தான் நம்ம கல்ச்சரில் தியானம்ங்கிறது ரொம்ப வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் இன் எவ்ரி ஃபேமிலி. Everyone has to sit quietly for some time. Even in the temple also they say, after pradakshinam, doing everything, namaskaras, everything over, sit quietly. Anna. Where we are sitting? Sitting for a second, gidi gidi na elundittu va ponu. We have to go fast. So we have forgotten the purpose of calming down the mind because of our fast life, speed life. So now you understand what is karma anga upasana, karma anga upasana. That's why when you are starting puja also, you see the person sit quietly, anga nyasa karan nyasa he does, avahanam panni, he sit quietly for some time. That is called a dhyana shlokam. For ella puja ki dhyana shlokam unde. Shiva aparadha kshamapana stotram is also a dhyana shlokam. Every, even Devi, everywhere dhyana shlokams are there. Even Gita dhyana shlokam. When we are chanting Gita dhyana shlokam, we have to remember that Lord, you know. Adha Gita class ku munnadi enna pandrom, Gita dhyanam shlokam padikrom. But students are busy. After Gita dhyana shlokam over, after Gita chanting also over, 6:30 they sharply sit and shows they are punctual. I am not criticizing anybody. Why we are chanting Gita Dhyana Shloka anadi, we have to understand. If you come 10 minutes, 15 minutes before, you see your grasping power. If you come on the spot, 6:30 you come and sit, you see your grasping power. Swamini is free, that's why she come early. How we can come, grihasthas, so lot of busy we have. Okay, I accept. But I once in a while, I remind why I start the class half an hour before. Once in a while, I remind. Okay, this is called karmanga upasanam. Then, one more point in this we have to understand. Anga is upasana. What is angi? Angi means karma. The ritual is called Angi. Angi pradhanam. In karmanga upasana, Angi is pradhanam. Ritual is pradhanam. Upasana is a supportive sadhana. It helps to that ritual to give more benefit. So Angi angan. Anga is upasana, karma is called Angi, Pradhanam. Angi Pradhanam, Anga is independently cannot give. This upasana will not give independent benefit. If you do along with karma ritual, this meditation will give phalam. It cannot give phalam independently. Na chumma dhyana shloka mattum padikare parayanam ella venda an sonna no use. So therefore the ritual become the angi, mukhyam or pradhanam. Upasana is called angam, amukhyam or apradhanam. Upasana become angam, a part in artham. Angam means what? A part, limb of the ritual. Apradhanam or amukhyam. So ritual is angi, upasana is angam. Which upasana you use at the time of ritual is called karmanga upasana. This is one type. The second upasana is called swatantra upasanam. Swatantra upasanam is not combined with karma. A upasana independently you can perform. But it is very very abstract. Without ritual, without any parayana or small puja or sandhya vandanam, without any small ritual, if you do independently upasana, it is not easy to focus the mind. We have to understand. Therefore, that grihasthas, those who are in grihasthashrama especially, they cannot focus their mind on abstract thing easily because they have lot of responsibilities, they have lot of commitments. Independent upasana is difficult for grihasthas. This is called parampara. Now you understand? Tradition is this. What is there somewhere they teach meditation, I will go and learn meditation. Traditional meditation for a grihastha, what type of meditation? For a sannyasi, what type of meditation? For a vanaprastha, what type of meditation is prescribed by Shastra? If I go along with the tradition, Shastra, I am safe. Otherwise, I am unsafe. Talavali. If I go here and there meditation, if I learn, what I get? Headache. Because I don't want orthodox meditation. I don't want to learn from any Swamini, Swamiji. All are traditional, very orthodox people. I am very forward, advanced, modern person. Why I want all these things? I am a scientific background I have. All these, that person justify his weaknesses. What we can do? Shastra is helpless. Try to understand this grihasthas, they have to perform karmanga upasanam. A vanaprastha alone is fit for swatantra upasanam. Because commitments over, responsibilities are over. Now he is always doing japa, parayana only. Mind he can focus very easily. Not a grihastha. It's a very important point we have to know. So, this swayam phalam nadadati, that is karmanga upasanam, swayam phalam nadadati. Whereas swatantra upasanam, swayam phalam dadati. It can give independent result, but it is tough. Very difficult. The person requires a sharp, subtle, focusing mind. Without ritual, meditation is difficult. That's why the puja, Shodashopachara puja, in that dhyanam is included. We do perform all these things. So therefore, now we have to understand upasana for the sake of chitta ekagrata. Karmanga upasana is meant for grihasthas. Swatantra Upasana is meant for Vanaprasthas. Jnanam is meant for Sannyasis. Appadina Swamini, we have to take Sannyasa to get Jnanamana. Not like that. Sannyasi mind you can acquire by Karmanga Upasana, then later come to Swatantra Upasana. So start with Karmanga Upasana, enter into Swatantra Upasana, then come to Shastra, understand the scriptural teaching method. For that person, Shastra, no, he can assimilate easily. That is the benefit. So, Swatantra Upasana, which is not the part of the ritual, which is independently able to give benefit, it is called Angi Upasana by itself. There is no need of karma separately, another Angi. This Upasana itself is an Angi, Pradhanam. Okay. Now, come to the next point. What are the symbols for this Upasana? What are the symbols used in Shastra? There are two types of symbols. So, you need an object of meditation. On what you can meditate? You must have something in front to meditate. So, that is called symbol. An object of meditation is called symbol. An object of meditation is called symbol. Just as the day after tomorrow on Republic Day, they are all going to salute the flag. It is a symbol of nation. National flag is a symbol. To show our patriotism, just we salute the flag. It is a symbol. Therefore, we respect the flag. Similarly here, meditation also requires a symbol, object. Now, there are two types of symbols. With those two types, whatever meditation you perform, with one symbol, suppose one type of symbol called Sampad Upasanam. Sampad. Tamil Sampat, Sampat and children will Adi Sampat or Sampad. Sampat Upasanam. Sampad Upasanam is that when importance is given to the imagination thing. The importance is given on an imagination object, a thing. This is called Sampad Upasana. When the importance is given to an imagination thing is called Sampad Upasana. The second one is Adhyasa Upasanam. Adhyasa Upasanam or Pratika Upasanam. Pratika Upasanam. Superimposing. Adhyasa means superimposing the higher attributes on the lower inferior object. Superimposition of the superior attributes. Superimposition of the superior attributes on the inferior object of meditation. In Sanskrit, we can say Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Buddhi. Nikrishta means inferior. Like a stone, ordinary stone, I attribute the higher Lord, superior Lord, superimposing. I am superimposing Adhyasa deliberately. Either stone or photo, or any symbol you take, saligramam or shivalingam, is a stone. We get the stone, inferior stone, and we superimpose the higher Lord. On saligramam, Vishnu you superimpose. On shivalingam, Lord Shiva you superimpose. This is called pratika upasanam or adhyasa upasanam. So adhyasa upasanam is imagination or superimposition. You superimpose the higher, superior attributes upon the Lord, it is no more a stone. It is not an ordinary stone for you once you superimpose. That's why when you are doing saligramam puja, shivalinga, how you look at that? Todachi todachi, you know, clean. And you look at that as a Lord. That's why snanam, paadyam, argyam, naivedyam, avarku pasi. And the stone kulla pasi, eppadi anna? My bhavana, my buddhis, deliberately. This is what understanding Hinduism. Understand the Hinduism, implement the Hinduism into your life. Otherwise, if you practice blindly lifelong, this Hinduism will be washed off by the other elements in the society. We are not unintelligent people, we are not dull-witted people to worship the ordinary stone. It is not an ordinary stone. I superimpose deliberately. Understand? Then I give naivedyam. Even if you go to temple, many of you have come to that Rameshwaram we went last time. There you see that Lord, they bring pavalimpu seva. No, Lord has to ekanta seva. Avarku ekantam venuma. And the murti, they take and see, Lord, now ekanta seva, no darshanam. He is relaxing. Who? That idol. Lord is going to sleep. Pavalimpu seva. You see the crowd in that Rameshwaran temple, that for pavalimpu seva. And Lord is here keeping on that unjal. And that mirror you see opposite side. My God, you cannot sit there, stand and sit, that much crowd, every day. People are mad. What is this? Bhagwan is sitting on the cradle and going to sleep. We know very well that stone is not sleeping. I superimpose that Lord is there for me. This is the bhavana. Who can understand? How can you make the other religions to understand this concept? Unless you born, brought up in this culture, very, very difficult. The born, brought up people ke puriyamaatengirade. How can you make other religious people to understand? They think these are all useless cock and bull stories. People, you don't have any other work kan chulluva. Okay. So therefore, even Kalyanam, you see Radha Kalyanam, every year they conduct here. My God, Radha Kalyanam, such a utsavam, Madrasila, people really crawling, no crowd and bead. And Radha Kalyanam, oru vaati panna pohado, every year they do Radha Kalyanam. Enna paana. Amazing, you cannot stop in this country, this Radha Kalyanam, Rukmini Kalyanam. Wonderful it is going on, taking place. Every year the same Radha, same Krishna. Same type of performance. But people are really enjoying like anything. It's called Pratika Upasana. Pratika Upasana or Adhyasa Upasana. Alambanam. Alambanam is the Adhyasa Alambanam. Therefore you take Akshata. You know, deliberately, for everything akshatam samarpayami, upavitartham akshatam samarpayami, abharanam akshatam samarpayami, abharanam ille, enna paduven, akshatam. That means what? You look at the akshata as abharanam,
அரு அக்ஷதா ஹவு இட் கேன் பிகம் ஆபரணம் கிப் ஆயிட் ஐ நோ பருமி அக்ஷதா இது ஆபரணம் நவ் பட் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி யூ நெவர் புட் அக்ஷதா இன் த நெக் அந்த நெக் போடுவேள் அக்ஷதா இது ஆபரணம் வச்சுக்கோன்னு எங்கே போடுவேள் பாதம் கிட்டதான் போடுவேன் ஆபரணம் ஆனாலும் கூட அக்ஷதா வந்து பாதம் வட்டின்னு எல்லாத்துக்குமே அக்ஷதா அப்படின்னு சொல்லி எல்லாருமே தாம்பூலத்துக்கு அக்ஷதா நைவேத்தியத்துக்கு அக்ஷதா இது எஸ்கேபிசம் அன்பான் அப்படி எல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாது ஒன்ஸ் இன் ஏ வைல் இஃப் யூ ஃபர்கெட் எனி திங் டு பிரிங் எனி ஆஃபரிங்ஸ் யூ கேன் யூஸ் அக்ஷதா பட் நாட் ரெகுலர்லி அக்ஷதா தட்ஸ் வை இந்த மாமி எவ்ரிடே கீப் ஒரு டப்பா அக்ஷதை அது காலி ஆயிண்ட இருக்கும் ஏன்னா இன்னைக்கு மார்க்கெட் போக முடியல வாங்க முடியல அக்ஷதா போட்டுக்கோன்னா தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன்ஸ் இன் ஏ வைல் அக்கேஷனல்லி அன்அவாய்டபிள் சுச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் பகவானுக்கு தெரியாதா என்ன ஹீ வில் கிவ் தட் மச் பலம் ஓன்லி எவ்ரிடே யூ ஆர் புட்டிங் ஓன்லி அக்ஷதானோ ஓகே ஐ வில் சி யூ ஓகே ஏன்னா பயம் கொடுக்கறது இல்லைன்னு சொல்கிறேன் அப்படி விஷயம் அது ஓகே நவ் நவ் திஸ் கிளியர் வென் imagination is important the symbol is only important is treated no imagination is important here the symbol is treated as a whatever object you keep in front of you that symbol only is important this is called sampad upasana imagination of the symbol see symbol is not in front you are imagining sampad upasanamlo symbol vandu imagination la irukke but pratika upasanam symbol is in front adha sampad upasanam kashtam thirupi eppadi swatantra upasanam kashtamo sampad upasanam kuda kashtam da ena imagination la evlo neram manasu nikkum adukku da nama people enna solva எதுக்கப்பா பிரதீகம் வச்சுக்கோ முன்னாடி என்ன பிரதீகம் யூ கீப் ஒன் போட்டோ ஒன் ஆலம்பனம் ஒன் சிம்பல் யூ கீப் இட் ஈஸி ஃபார் யூ டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான் தட் சோ வென் த சிம்பல் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ட்ரீட்டட் ஆஸ் டெய்டி அண்ட் சிம்பல் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ட்ரீட்டட் ஆஸ் டெய்டி இட்ஸ் நாட் இமேஜினேஷன் டெலிபரேட்லி I treat this symbol as in my deity. It is called Pratika Upasanam. Now come to the point. In Chandogya Upanishad, in this Upasana section, what is the Pratika? Is it Sampad Upasana or Pratika Upasana? Now we are coming to the point. If we have a background, we should know all these things. We should know all these things. Chandogya Upanishad, first section 13 mantras are dealing with pratika upasanam or adhyasa upasanam one more important point what symbol we have to take in the shastra also very particular in that What symbol I have to choose? Shastra says, whatever is popular, you take that. Whatever is popular, well known, you love it, you like it, you have a lot of interest, take that as symbol. Bhagavatar used to say, it seems, the cricket He tells all three stems are like three sharirams. And the bat, the viveka, he uses like this. All this ball is like a samsara, thrashed here and there. The mother, the people are very familiar with the cricket nowadays. Therefore, our Bhagavatar are also learning what is what. We have to go along with that. Whatever is popular, whatever is well-known, we have to take it. Similarly, Upanishad is going to choose the Omkara. Because it is well-known, in our religion, in our scriptures, Omkara Upasana. In this Upanishad, Vedic mantras are taken as alambanam. In this Chandogya Upanishad, Vedic mantras are taken as an alambanam. Sama Veda mantras are the alambanams taken here in this Sama Veda Upanishad. This is Chandogya Upanishad, belong to Sama Veda. Sama Veda mantras are taken as symbols for upasana, treated as alambanam. Every mantra is an alambanam. Among those mantras, the symbols are selected. That is why people, when they chant, before coming to, when from childhood they start chanting parayanam. Swadhyaya na pramaditavyam. Taittiriyam says, never leave the Swadhyaya. Daily chanting Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Parayanam, all these stotrams, do chanting. If you do chanting, it is easy for you to meditate upon any mantra, any shloka, immediately you bring it out. Let's say Parayanam, years together they will learn. Nowadays, who are learning? That's why meditation is not there, upasana is not there, no mantra is there in the, in the by heart illiye. Gita sloka ippu kuda paathinde padikrom kannu moodi gita dhyanam panna mudiyiradha anna engiyunga tappu poyinde irukke itna varsham padichinde irukom. Not I am telling all, sometimes because we have to focus our mind. That's why people chant years together in the gurukulam endal. Chinna kodanda 8 years, 6 years ke they will send to the Gurukulam. Still it is there in our country. Rigveda Adhyayi, Yajurveda Adhyayi, Samaveda Adhyayi, they go and chant, learn these mantras. Later they do meditation upon those mantras. Now in this Upanishad, Udgita, that is Sama Veda Omkara, is called Udgita. That is what said in the first mantra. Before going to that mantra, one more important point. These Sama Veda mantras, there are parts, portions are there. Portions are there. One mantra, it has got its parts, portions. It is called bhakti, technical term. The portion of Samaveda mantra is called bhakti. Mantras are divided into pancha bhaktikam, sapta bhaktikam. Seven mantras are there, seven parts are there. It is sapta bhaktikam, sapta and seven. Five portions are there, five parts are there, it's pancha bhaktikam. So therefore, now the Sama mantra is called bhakti. Not regular bhakti. Bhajanam, bhakti is different. Here we are also, bhajana is another name, is upasana. So Sama mantra is called bhakti. Here. Sama mantra as alambanam, Sama mantra is called bhakti. So first mantra says, bhakti, now onwards instead of alambanam, I use the word bhakti. Okay, don't bring that an ordinary devotion word bhakti. Here is bhakti means Sama mantra as alambanam artham. Bhakti, the alambanam is called here Udgita Bhakti, Udgita Sama Mantra, Udgita Bhakti or Udgita Alambanam, a part or an avayava of Sama Mantra. Udgita, the name given to the Omkara which is uttered, then we utter the Omkara of Sama Veda, is called Udgita. Udgita is equal to Omkara. Omkara of Samaveda is called Udgita. Omkara of Yajurveda is called Pranava. That is Pranavopasana. A person who perform, a Samavedi perform Omkara Upasana, it is called Udgita Upasana. A Yajurvedi perform Omkara Upasana, it is called Pranavopasana. Pranavo Dhanur Shara, Pranava Dhanur in Mundaka Upanishad Vaisa. Even Bhagavan Krishna mentions many places this Omkara Dhyana. Therefore, Sama Mantra is Udgita. Why it is called Udgita? Ut means high pitch. Ut means high pitch. Gayati sings. The Omkara, when you chant in a high pitch, it is called Udgita. High pitch. Om, like that, if you sing, it is called Udgita. Om. And chunna? Pranavam. This is the difference. So therefore, this Udgita Upasana is Shabda Pradhanam, Natu Artha Pradhanam. When you are chanting Udgita Omkara, you had focus on the shabda, sound. Meditate upon Om Pada, na? Shabda, not Artha. You need not think about the Mandukya Upanishad while chanting Omkara. Shabda Pradhanam Upasana. So mantra tells, the first mantra, Om Iti Etat Aksharam. Aksharam means the letter. Om letter, Om iti Udgita. This Udgita you take from Sama Bhakti, Sama Mantra as Alambanam, thinking it as an Udgita, Om iti. Idi Oma Ninachi, in the Udgita thing, Upasana Pannan, Upasita, may you meditate upon this Omkara, which is called Udgita. In Samaveda, as an Alambanam, you meditate upon that. Upasita. Om itihi udgayati. Udgayati. You sing loudly. So, Vachaka Japam, then Manasa Japam. You can chant. Tasya upavyakhyanam. Tasya means Udgitasya, Upasanasya, Vyakhyanam. We are going to get Udgita Upasanam. Tasya means Udgita Upasanam is going to elaborately explain. Upa Vyakhyanam means what? Elaborately we are going to discuss. What type of upasana? Pratika upasana. That is the meaning of the first mantra. Next mantra we will read. Second and third mantras we will read. The significance and the glory of this Omkara upasana pointed out in the second and third mantras. Esham bhutanam prithivi rasaham. Prithivya apo rasaham. Apa moshadhayo rasaham. Oshadhinam purusho rasaham. Purushasya vagrasaham. Vacharugrasaham. Ruchasamarasaham. சாம்ன உத்கீதோ ரசஹ ச ஏஷ ரசானாகும் ரசதமஹ பரம பரார்த்யஹ அஷ்டமோ யத்வுத்கீதஹ Now in this mantra, rasamatvam, rasatamatvam, gunavishishta omkara upasana description. How this omkara is, udgita is superior. Why Upanishad choosing this omkara udgita? Because it is rasatamaha. The essence of all the essence. Rasatamaham, rasa means here substance, support, adhara. This Udgita is the adhara of the whole entire creation. How? Esham bhutanam. Esham bhutanam means of all beings. In this creation, prithivi rasaha, of all these beings, what is the essence? Earth is the essence. Prithivi is the essence. How all these beings put together, its support, its adhara is prithivi, because all beings born from the earth, srishti from the earth, sustenance because of earth, laya also into the earth. We all merge into the earth. So all bhutana, rasam enge irukke? Prithvi lo irukke. Because of prithvi only we are sustained. Because of prithvi only we are born. Into prithvi only we will merge. Therefore, all of our essence is what? Prithvi. That is the meaning. Esham bhutanam prithivi rasaha. Number one. Ashta eight should come here. Ashta visishta. No, ashta guna visishta omkara upasana. So number one is over. Prithivi. Then prithivyaha apo rasaha. Number two. Apaha means water. Water is the essence, adhara or support of the prithivi. Rasaha means support. Water contains the nourishment of the earth. The water contains the nourishment of the earth. Then earth, when you dig, that all minerals are coming from water. Illa prithivi only water is taking. The prithivi rasaha is there in the waters, nourishing. Nourishment of the earth. Water is called rasa of prithivi. Water is called rasa of prithivi. Then number two. Apam oshadayaha rasaha. Oshadaya means plant kingdom. Plant kingdom becomes the rasam or support of water. Lot of fruits, lot of vegetables, lot of grains, lot of vanaspati. Our whole life is sustained by what? Aushadis. Aushadi. Because of plant kingdom. So the plant kingdom, the rasa is because of waters. So therefore, plant kingdom is the rasa of the water. Essence of the water. When we eat those fruits, now the plant kingdom is number three. Over. Number four, once you eat those fruits, vegetables, grains, greens, all these kira kira, ella saapidroma illayo? Idella saapta. Who is eating? Human beings. Purushaha. That says, Oshadhinam purushaha rasaha. The Purusha, the human being, is the essence of, supported by the juice and matter. We are all juice of what? Oshadis, plant kingdom. Ennennamo saaptinne irukkom illayo chinna vayasula irundhe amma vayathula irundhe chinna vayasula amma vayathula irundhe saaptinne irukkom. So Purushaha is the rasa of Oshadhi. Then fifth one is, most important part of human being is walk. The Purushaha Rasaha. Purusha is how he is supported. The walk is the rasa of the Purusha. Speech, communication. Walk Rasaha. Glory of the human being is because of Vyavahara. A dumb person is not having any, he cannot communicate, he cannot talk, he sees the newspapers, magazines, or any communication, books, all this because of communication. You are all sitting here spellbound is because of what? Because of my watch. Walk. If I stop, you go. After 7:30, you will go. Because you are getting the communication here. So the Purushaha is important, the being is important here because of speech, walk, communication. The whole world is, human beings are all are sustained. No, the rasa is walk, no, communication. So Vyavahara, the whole Vyavahara take place because of walk. Then Purushasya Vagrasaha, Vachaha Rugrasaha. In this walk also communication, edho communication panna koodad. And the communication panna more than the rik mantras are the rasa of communication. Essence, support, adhara. Mantra, the rik mantra is the vedaha rasaha, rik rasaha. The walk is the essence. Walk essence, not walk is the essence. Walk essence is Rigrasa or Vedarasa. Why Vedarasa? Acharya says, Purushartham you can attain by Vedarasa. By four Vedas, you come to know Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, Purushartas. Therefore, he is going to say, Parartha means, that is what he is going to say. Mantra tells. So Vedarasaha, in the Rigrasa also, sixth one, not only that, when you sing the Rig mantra, it becomes Sama. That's why mantra says, Richaha Samaha Rasaha. And the Rig mantra, essence in Sama mantram. Rig mantram alone, when you sing, it becomes Sama. Samadayan naste auha uha u. Samadayan nana. The Samaganam is the essence of Rig Veda. That is the seventh one. Sama is the essence of Rig. Okay. Now the eighth one, Udgita is the essence of Sama. Udgita Omkara is the essence of Sama, Saratamaha Udgitaha. Sayesha Rasanagam Rasatamaha. Supermost, Adimele support ille, Adida support, Adida Adharam Udgita. Paramaha, third mantra, supreme. Parartha. Ashtamaha yad udgitaha. Yad anedi yaha, you have to convert. Udgita is a pumlingam, yat is an apumsakalingam. So that yat you have to convert as yaha udgitaha. Udgita is that supreme because it is very closer to Paramatma. Fulfills all Purusharthas. More details in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate
ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.